it's not their prejudice against it, but they want their child to be in a classroom that's more English speaking. Is that day when the you know, the immigrants, they held their children home, the teacher said it was so nice to have a whole class that understood English.
And that was chairwoman of the Chesterfield County Board of Supervisors, Dorothy Jekyll. And she is under fire now for those comments. And we're going to try to clear that up. Dorothy Jekyll, welcome. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning to you.
So now you made those two comments, the one being that, you know, parents want their children to be in a classroom that's more English speaking. So let's take these one at a time. That was the first thing you said. The second thing you said, on the day without immigrants, when people held their children home, that teachers said it was nice to have a whole class that understood English.
Correct.
I
think I need to give you a little background and
yeah.
Then go ahead into the questions. You know, first I wanted to tell you that when I first received your email asking you to be on your radio show to talk about my comments, I just looked and thought, I'm just going to delete that. But I saw, because I just don't care to call attention to myself, mm-hmm. but when I saw you were a Washington, D.C. station, I thought, you know, this issue needs to be looked at by the people in the Department of Education making federal policy, because I really think they need to look at what standards have changed over the last 8 years that are impacting our local schools. And I'm hoping that somebody that works in that department will be listening to your show this morning, because apparently the federal government has lowered the standard of English proficiency required before a student is mainstreamed in the regular classroom. They prioritize inclusiveness over English proficiency. And what prompted the discussion that has me in the headlines is, over the past several years, our Board of Supervisors and school board have worked together to restore some of the budget cuts made during the recession, that talking with teacher principals and parents so that we felt were negatively impacting the classroom. So increased class size and loss of electives clearly rose to the top. And on the electives issue, like prior to the recession, let's use orchestra for an example. If only 12 students in a middle school signed up for orchestra, even though it didn't meet the minimum number of students required to keep the class, the school system would do what was called funding over to keep that class rather than eliminate the program from the school.
Mm-hmm.
So we worked together on a plan to gradually decrease PTR, you know, pupil-teacher ratio, in order to decrease class size and restore electives. So in our budget discussions, it came to light that the 28 positions slated for those objectives were going to be used for ESL instructors instead of the PTR reduction. And technically, it is a PTR reduction, but it doesn't reduce class size or restore electives, which was our goal.
What I think you're saying here is that this takes up a tremendous amount of your resources.
I'm saying that, but I'm also not denying that the language barrier is negatively impacting our classrooms, and that's when I made the comment that it really came to light on Immigration Day when teachers had only English-speaking students in the classroom, and they just found it much easier to teach effectively without the language barrier.
So it's amazing
how that statement has been twisted,
right,
accusing these teachers of not wanting students of a different culture or color in their classroom.
And that's not what it is.
A language issue, creating an inability to communicate.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And I worked for a language school, so I understand what it takes to get people in and to get people up to speed. And what you're saying is, look, instead of using the money, since we have more money now, we're going to restore some things. You have to decide which cuts you're going to now restore and give back.
I really did not deny that we needed the help with the non-English speaking. The teachers definitely needed that support. So I didn't say either or. I said it's a separate budget item line. It shouldn't be taking away from what our goal was. It may have been able to. It should have maybe taken away from other things in the budget. But I didn't think they should take away from the goal. But really, I think what really has come out of this is how difficult it is for teachers because of the new mandates that prioritize mainstreaming over learning the English language.
Well, you've done something that is absolutely unforgivable, Ms. Jekyll. You've told the truth.
Well, that's been all the comments I've been getting from people. I have a tremendous amount of support on this issue,
mm-hmm.
and what I'm finding is, you know, it's not a debate. What I'm talking about is not a debate about illegal versus legal versus illegal. It's about the communication barrier, and I'm finding people on the left and people on the right, and everybody agrees that we need to prioritize speaking English. And I think that's an area that we need to look at. You know, leave those other arguments to somebody else, and let's focus on the schools and teaching people English.
But it is a fact of life, as the teachers expressed, that when you have these students who are mainstreamed into the classroom, that it becomes difficult to teach.
Yes.
And that means that the education process,
yes,
for the English speakers is suffering. Is that true?
For both.
Yeah.
I think for both.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
yes,
so you, what you're saying is, though, on the federal level, and it's not a school issue,
right,
you have no control over this. On a federal level,
yes,
the federal government has lowered the standards for taking these children, these foreign language primary speakers, out of those classes and putting them into mainstream classes.
Yes.
Their language proficiency isn't up to the point where they can keep up,
right,
with the class.
And in addition, not only have they changed that, but in the past, we have centers at our middle and high school, which are called ESOL centers, which non-English speaking students would go to before they went back to the home school. Well, now, if the parents decide they don't want them to go to the ESOL center, the federal government says we have to keep them in the home school and they have to be put in the mainstream classroom. And we have no federal money to support that. And I'm stunned by that. I cannot believe that we can't say, no, your child is not proficient in English. They need to go to the ESOL Center until they become proficient in English enough to be mainstream,
all right,
to our regular school. But that is against the law, federal law.
That's amazing.
You have said that you hope that the Department of Education might step in and do something.
Yes.
There is a chance that right at this very moment,
right,
there are bureaucrats and employees of the Department of Education, maybe even Secretary DeVos herself, listening to this radio station. What would you like to say to them?
I would like to say to them that I think they need to look at what changes have been made over the last 8 years, and especially on this non-English speaking. I mean, I'm not familiar with the other areas to tell them what to look at, but in this particular area, there's a clear difference in what's mandated to the local divisions now as far as not being able to have your own rules as to what level of English you want students to have before they're mainstreamed. And that's what I think they need to look at.
Well, Ms. Jekyll, I hope you've learned your lesson about telling the truth, and we will never have that happen again.
I know, because it's amazing, though, because although the press has beat me up on it, the people have not. It's just that the support I have received, and like I said,
right,
from both sides of the aisle has been incredible.
Well, wear that as a badge of honor. Dorothy Jekyll, okay, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you very much.